Mr. Chair, thank you for giving me the floor. Ireland is pleased that Protocol 3 was included in this year's formal agenda following the recommendation from the 2016 Review Conference. We thank Switzerland for their paper containing reflections and considerations on provisions within Protocol 3. We view their proposal for meetings on Protocol 3 as valuable, and we would like to voice our support for this proposal. We also wish to thank civil society for their continued engagement on this issue. Mr. Chair, the continued use of incendiary weapons is of significant concern to my delegation. Reports of the recent use of incendiary weapons in armed conflicts, in particular the reports of the use of air-delivered incendiary weapons within concentrations of civilians in Syria, are disturbing. The prohibitions and restrictions on the use of incendiary weapons under Protocol 3 was due to recognition of the indiscriminate effects these weapons have on civilians and civilian objects, and the grievous injuries caused by their use. We call on all parties to conflicts to comply strictly with CCW Protocol 3 and IHL, and would urge those states which have not already done so to adopt Protocol 3 as a matter of urgency. Mr. Chair, there have been many developments in the means and methods of warfare since 1980, including in the design and employment of incendiary weapons. We believe it is timely to discuss the implementation and continuing relevance of this protocol. There are areas where greater clarity could be achieved, such as in Article 1, with regard to the scope of the exemptions under the definitions of weapons with incidental incendiary effects, such as illuminance, and also of weapons with combined effects, which include incendiary effects. In Article 2, Paragraph 2, we believe that further clarity is required on what is understood by feasible precautions and clear separation from concentrations of civilians in relation to attacks with incendiary weapons other than air-delivered incendiary weapons. We also feel that there would be benefit in further clarifying the nature of the exemptions under the prohibitions on attacks on forests and other plant cover, as set out in Article 2, Paragraph 4. As such, Ireland sees a need for the retention of Protocol 3 on the agenda for the meeting of high contracting parties in 2018 to discuss these concerns in greater depth, and the setting aside of one day, if feasible, to review the implementation and relevance of the protocol and to bring clarity to the nature and scope of the exemptions, such as those we have already mentioned, in both Articles 1 and 2. Thank you, Chair.